and I need to recover. I thought my wife talked a lot. This guy has a rolling abundance. Of course, I haven't said a word. I've just been listening. No, I will tell you, I've had two great days with Pastor Terry. And I just want to say that he's got a heart in the right place. And he told me that he would try to slow down in talking. But anyway, we've been comparing notes, and I don't think that he's a clone of me. You don't want that. He's a very thoughtful man, and but there's just been a lot of connections that we agree upon. He's afraid to tell me the things that we don't agree on, because then I'll change his mind, and so he's keeping some things secret from me, but... But we really have enjoyed our fellowship. It has been rich. And I told Priscilla last night, just after spending the day with him yesterday, I said, I feel a whole lot better. It's not that I questioned your judgment. It's just that, you know, it's kind of like when John the Baptist was told about Jesus. He said, are you the one, or do we seek for another? And Jesus says, go back and tell John thus and so. And there's one thing to hear about a person, but to spend time with them, there's a much better basis for connection. And we've definitely been making that connection the last 2 days. And tomorrow we're going to hit the road and go visit all of the people that haven't been able to be to church for a while, the shut-ins, and Brother Bernie over in Sandusky. And then we're going to go over and do a visitation at the funeral home in Marlette. But anyway, we're going to hit the road tomorrow. And really pray for me, because I'll be stuck in the car with him all this time. And at least here I can leave and go into another room, you know. But
Amen.
He's glad to get rid of me to go into another room. He could take a breath, take a break, and breathe. But anyway, in Colossians chapter 2, I want to share with you in just the remaining minutes that I have, I want to read down through you some statements that are important to me. As you well know, I've spent a lot of time writing books and sending out information on the internet. And by the way, I do apologize for the internet email you got from me this week. Somebody hacked my account and sent out a bad email. And Barry warned me about it. Was it Monday morning? Monday morning. And so I've been hearing from people I haven't heard from in years. So thank you, Barry. But anyway, but I apologize for that. But for a long time, he used to send out a thing called Seed Thoughts. And some of the books compilations of those. But I like statements, because sometimes they can stay with you a whole lot longer than long narratives. But in Colossians 2, verse 4, it says, I tell you this, so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how orderly you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. That's the NIV. I want to give you some belief statements that I have, okay? Number one, I believe in the love of God. I believe that love cannot be exhausted. It can't be earned. It's revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. And it can be experienced by any person who's willing to say, Jesus, I want to experience your love. Amen? Amen. I believe in the cross. I believe the cross meets man's need for salvation, and there's no other way that he can experience it. I believe the cross breaks the power of sin, both the past, the present, and whatever may hit you in the future. I believe the cross releases all of God's provision into a life, salvation, healing, wholeness, and deliverance. The word salvation, the Greek word soteria and sozo, means salvation, healing, deliverance, and wholeness. When you come to Jesus, it's all available. Every last bit of it. I believe in the Holy Spirit. The world needs to see a living Jesus. A God who intervenes in the affairs of men. The baptism, it enables us to walk like Jesus did in every facet of life. Tongues, it's supernatural communication with the Father given to the church for praise, for prayer, exposing the strategy of the enemy, and bringing down his power as he attacks you. I believe in the ministry gifts, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, designed to build up the body of Christ, that the body of Christ might be empowered, that we might do the work of the ministry. I believe God's power is available to every believer through what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. As I've said many times, the gifts of the Spirit are not in the person or the believer, they're in the person of the Holy Spirit. So when you are born again, you receive the Holy Spirit, and you receive all 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. They come into you because the Holy Spirit does, not because the gifts do. You can't separate the gifts of the Spirit from the Holy Spirit. So in other words, you are empowered with all of the ability of the Holy Spirit because you get born again. And the number one empowerment that you receive so you can communicate in a heavenly way is the gift of tongues.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. I believe in the character of Christ. I learned a few years ago that the fruit of the Spirit is not the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's the fruit of the Jesus life. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. Those 9 characteristics of the personality of Jesus are to live through us as believers. You don't pray for the gift of his character. You spend time in the Word, and you allow the Holy Spirit to impart his character to you, and then you put it in practice and prove, you know what, it always works. I believe that in the rapture of the church.
Amen.
I believe that any time before the tribulation period breaks out into the earth, the rapture is intended and purposed to take place. Tribulation, 7-year period of hardship called Jacob's trouble by Daniel and by the prophets, referred to as Daniel, as the time determined for thy people. Whole purpose for the tribulation period is not for the church, it's to bring the Jewish nation to a point of receiving their Messiah. Religious confusion, the 144,000, 666, social security numbers, credit cards, Visa, chips put in our body, blah. Second half of the tribulation period begins the economic persecution of the Antichrist, and not before.
Amen. That's right.
We may have economic troubles, but you ain't seen nothing yet.
Right. Man, that's true.
Jesus says that of the times of the earth, nothing will ever be as bad as the time of the tribulation period.
Amen.
Great confusion is on these issues. Nations will be brought down to confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Antichrist will be revealed, he'll be defeated, and forever confined to the lake of fire along with Satan and the false prophet. Jesus will return with the church, called the second coming. 1,000 years of peace will follow, and ultimately the new Jerusalem will descend out of heaven, And that's where we will live for eternity. Well, some of you will. I'm going to bip all over the universe and prove that Star Trek didn't have nothing on me. I believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. Born of a virgin. He was God manifest in the flesh.
Yes.
I believe in the inerrancy of the Scripture.
Yes.
It's a revelation of God. It's the only absolute measure of morality in this world.
Amen.
The culture cannot define morality. Congress cannot legislate morality other than the moral values of the people who make up the laws. You can't legislate morality? Oh, yes, you do. Every law represents somebody's morality. Now, you hear what I'm saying? If righteousness would rise up in the Congress, then the moral values of the laws would also rise up. Always pays to pray for Congress. I believe in one church, the body of Christ, not one private revelation, or not one private denomination. As a matter of fact, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. All of you have money in your pocket, right? And they come in denominations of dollar bills, $5 bills, $10 bills, $20 bills. I don't go much higher than that. But the point being is that those denominations separate the coinage. They separate the currency. Denominations separate the church. God didn't intend for there to be denominations. That's man got mad at somebody else who believed what they did didn't agree with them, so they ran up and started their own denomination. Get a picture, Pastor! I believe in divine health.
Amen.
Someone told me you can't have divine health until you get to heaven. I've got news for you. God is divine, and He moved on the inside of you, and He wants to give you health. I call that divine health. I believe He wants to be well in our whole man, spirit, mind, body, and as that works out into our marriage, our family, and every social connection that we make.
Amen.
I believe the believer's judgment before Christ of our works done while we're here in this body. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, he says, every one of us are going to stand before God and receive judgment over the things we've done in our bodies, whether they be good or bad. Folks, grace does not remove accountability for your conduct.
Right. Amen.
I believe when I hear one promoting his knowledge of the word, I hear an awful lot about personal rights. I believe when I hear one talking about his personal knowledge of Jesus Christ, I hear a lot of talk about assuming responsibility. I'm going to read that again for you. I think that slipped by you. I believe when I hear one promoting his knowledge of the word, I hear a lot about personal rights. You got rights, brother. Believe for it. Hallelujah. I believe when I hear one talking about his personal knowledge of Jesus Christ, I hear a lot of talk about assuming responsibilities. Good preacher, Pastor. I believe the gift of the church was God finding a way to reach mankind and then providing a way for them to experience a lifestyle like the one Jesus lived.
Amen.
If the church doesn't demonstrate the life of Christ, then we're demonstrating somebody else's life.
That's true.
And religion has never saved anyone.
That's right.
But reality in Christ can save the world. I believe we need to ask God to help us to find ways to reach those we live with and live around them. Don't beat people over the head with the Bible. Don't beat them over the head with your personal revelation. Love them into the kingdom. You'll get them there a whole lot faster. I believe the church is God's tool for us to change the world and more than simply make an impression upon it. The world doesn't care about your impression, but they care about the God who lives on the inside of you. And lastly, I believe lasting impressions are far more verbal or visual stimuli. The ones that last and produce change are the ones that connect with the heart of people who need Jesus and see him alive and well in us. Amen. God bless you a whole bunch. We will see you the next time.
Amen.
Wait, Pastor Terry. Oh. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Pastor. I want you guys to know that I spent the last 2 days with Pastor Solomon. He talks a lot.
No.
So.